Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded Israelite white Christian brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word here on Eurofolk Radio, and we are going to be reading from the book of Yeshua, that's Joshua, chapters 19 and 20, and this show is for Thursday, November the 3rd, 2016. We're still in the apportioning of the lots of the promised land among the tribes. So let's get started here with chapter 19, verse 1. This is Shimeon's portion here, The second lot came forth to Shimeon, 8095, that's Shimeon in your King James, for the tribe of the children of Shimeon, according to their clans, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Yehuda. And they had in their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Molada, and verses 2 through 8, you can reference 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 28 through 33. Verse 3, Katzar Shual, 2705, Bala, 1088, Etzem, 6107, verse 4, Eltolad, Betul, 1329, Korma, the cities that I'm not giving numbers after have already been numbered in prior readings. Verse 5, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, 1024, Katzar Susa, 2701. Verse 6, Beth Lebaoth, 1034. And Sharuken, 8287. 13 cities and their villages, in other words, suburbs. Okay. Verse 7, Ayin, Rimmon, Ether, 6281, and Ashan, 6228. Four cities and their villages. And all the villages that were around these cities to Baaloth, Be'er, 1192, Ramoth, Negeb. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Shimeon according to their clans. Verse 9, from the portion of the children of Yehuda was the inheritance of the children of Shimeon, because the portion of the children of Yehuda was too great for them. Therefore, the children of Shimeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of Yehuda. Verse 10. The third lot came up for the children of Zebulun, according to their clans, and the border of their inheritance was unto Sarid, 8301. Verse 11. Their border ascended seaward, in other words, to the west, to Marala, 483, touching Dabasheth, 1708, and touched the wadi that faces upon Yokneam. Verse 12. Turning from Sarid eastward toward the place of the sun rising to the border of Kesuloth Tabor, 3696. And then goes forth to Dabaroth, 1705, and ascends to Yafia. Verse 13. From there, passing through eastward toward the sunrise, to Goth HaKefer, 1662, to Ita Katsin, 6278, and goes forth to Rimon HaMethoar, to Nea, 5269. A lot of these cities no longer exist or have had their names changed in modern times. Where they still exist, I usually have a location for them in the margin, but a lot of these are just gone. Verse 14, the border went around it on the north to Conathon, 2615, and the end point of it is the valley of Yiftach El, 3317. And that means El opens. Verse 15, Kata, 7005, Nahalal, 5096, Shimron, 8110, Yidala, 3030, and Bethlehem, 1035. That's the house of bread, Bethlehem. 12 cities with their villages. Now, 7005 Kata is the same as 7003 Kitron in Judges chapter 1, verse 30. Same city, just it's a slight different spelling, different scribe, I guess. You know, that's how that worked out. Verse 16, this is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their clans, these cities and their villages. Verse 17, the fourth lot went forth to Issachar for the children of Issachar according to their clans. Verse 18, their border was Yisrael, Kesuloth, Shumem, 7766, Kafarayim, 2663, Shion, 7866, Anakaroth, 588. Verse 20, Rabith, 7245, Kishon, 7191, Abetz, 77. Verse 21, Remeth, 7432, Ein Gunim, Ein Kada, 5876, Beth Potsets, 1048. Verse 22. The border touched Tabor, Shakat Sima, 7831. Beth Shemesh, that means the house of the sun. And the end point of the border was at the Yarden, that's the Jordan River. It's spelled with a Y in Hebrew, Yarden, Y-A-R-D-E-N. 16 cities with their villages. Verse 23. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their clans, the cities and their villages. Pardon me while I get a drink of hot coffee here. Yes, I have to lubricate the pipes occasionally. And verse 24. The fifth lot came forth for the tribe of the children of Asher according to their clans. Verse 25. Their border was Kelkoth, 2520, that's C-H-E-L-Q-A-T-H. Kali, 2482. Beken, 991. Akshaf, verse 26. Alamelech, 487. Ahmad, 6008. And Mishael, 4861. And touched Carmel, K-A-R-M-E-L, seaward, that means to the west. And Shikor, Libnath, 7884. Verse 27. Turning toward the place of the sunrise, in other words, east, to Beth Dagon, 1016, that's the house of Dagon. He was a fish god of the Sidonians. And touched Zebulun, the territory of Zebulun, one of the other tribes. And the valley of Yiftach El, we've used that before, okay. On the north side of Beth Ha'emek, 1025, and Ne'iel, 5272, and went forth to Kabul, 3521, that's K-A-B-U-L, on the north, 8040. Okay, that's literally the left hand. But they use that for the north here. Because if you're facing in the direction that they give you here, on your left hand would be north. So that's why they use that. A lot of different usages for words in Hebrew. It depends on the speech patterns of the times. And it changed over time. And became almost different, not because the Jews tampered with it, but the people of Israel changed their lifestyle. Now, see, they're no longer going to be nomadic herdsmen. They got all these cities that they're getting, and their villages. They're going to become city dwellers, and they're going to have farm and livestock land outside of the cities, but they're going to be in a permanent location, at least semi-permanent until the dispersion. But right now they're taking over all this land from the Canaanites, not all of it, as they were commissioned to do, but a great deal of it. and they're going to establish permanent dwellings in their minds. Verse 28, Ebron, 5683, Rechob, 7340, Kamon, 2540, and Kana to Great Zidon, T-S-I-Y-D-O-N, 6721. And that's the place where the Zidonians lived. And they had that Beth Dagon. They had influenced some of the names there, the house of the fish god. Verse 29. The border turned to Ramah, 7414, and to the fortified, 4013, city of Zor, 6865. Now that is known as Tyre, T-Y-R-E, in the King James. But its Hebrew name is Zor. And the border turned to Kosa, 2621. And the end point of it is at the sea, that would be the Mediterranean Sea, from the coast, 2256, to Akzib. Verse 30. Uma, Aphek, and Rechob, 22 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher according to their clans, these cities and their villages. Verse 32. The sixth lot came forth to the children of Naphtali, 5321. For the children of Naphtali, according to their clans, not families, always clans. There were clans within the tribes. I've said this before, but I need to get you to have that ingrained in your mind because of the mistranslations in the King James Bible and others. They follow along. They do a little bit of changes and say it's a new edition. But it's not. It's the same old with all the errors. Verse 33. Their border was from Keleph, from Alon, 438. From Alon, Basaananim. Boy, that's a tongue twister. 6815. And that Alon Zaananim means plain of Zaananim, a big open field area, the big plain. And you can reference Judges chapter 4, verse 11 for that. Adami Nekeb. That's 129 and 5346 combined with a hyphen in between them. Yabneel Tulukum, L-U-Q-Q-U-M, 3946. And the end point of it is at the Yarden, in other words, the Jordan River. Verse 34. The border turns seaward, that's west, to Asnoth Tabor, 243, and goes forth from there to Kukok, 2712. That's C-H-U-Q-Q-O-Q, Kukok. Touching Zebulun, the territory of another tribe, on the south side, and touched Asher on the seaward side toward the west. And Yauda at the Yarden toward the place of the sunrise, toward the east. So it's touching three other tribes right there. That's their bordering is with the borders of the other tribes. Verse 35. The fortified 4013 cities are Siddim 6661. That's T-S-I-D-D-I-Y-M. Ser, T-S-E-R, 6863. Kamath, 2575. Rakath, 7557. That's R-A-Q-Q-A-T-H. Kinnereth. Now, if you look these up in your concordance and you look at them in your King James Bible, they're going to be spelled differently because they don't follow the Hebrew spelling. Thus, a lot of them are mispronounced. They're misspelled, therefore mispronounced. Verse 36. Akama, Rama, Katzor. Verse 37. Kadesh, Edrei, Ein Katzor, 5877. Verse 38. Yiron 3375, Migdal El 4027. Migdal means tower or shield of God. Okay, Migdal El. Korem 2765, Beth Anath 1043, and Beit Shemeth, the house of the sun. 19 cities with their villages, where a city was on a border between two tribes. They sort of shared that city. They sort of mingled right there. Verse 39, this is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their clans, the cities, and their villages. They're filling up this whole country, finally. All of this land that they've taken. Sort of taken. Because they didn't run all the Canaanites out. Verse 40. The seventh lot went forth for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their clans. Now let's stop right here. A number of people from the tribe of Dan, the Danites, had left the territory of Egypt prior to the Exodus. They were seafarers and fishermen and explorers. And they made very excellent boats, and they sailed all up toward the north, all in through the European waters up there. They followed they followed all the river channels. They named one river is named Danube. They founded the country of Denmark. They were great explorers. There are Hebrew writings in Paleo Hebrew from this time. They did not have the modern block Hebrew then. They had the straight stick writing Paleo Hebrew, but there is Paleo Hebrew writings chiseled into stones here in North America. Israel went all over the place. Okay, some of the Israelites stayed here in North America. And later on, when the Europeans also came over, they called them Indians because they had become native people. But you look at the northeastern tribes of the Native Americans, quote unquote, And the original people of those tribes were white. They were not swarthy, deep red. They didn't have the big hook noses, the big prominent noses of the Western tribes, who are Mongolian ancestry. They are a different race than the Eastern tribes. They were white, so-called Indian tribes, the Cherokee, the people of the Iroquois Confederacy, which is a big confederacy consisting of a number of tribes. They have white history. This is documented. And a lot of the eastern, the northeastern specifically, and the Canadian so-called Native Americans are from Israelites that migrated over here prior to the European so-called discovery of America. Israel was here first. So that's that. I don't really want to get all that far into it. I want to stay in the scriptures. But just a little information for you. Israel went everywhere, okay? Not Cristoforo Colombo. The Vikings were here before Cristoforo Colombo. And they're definitely white folks. Verse 40, the seventh lot went forth for the tribe of the children of Dan according to their clans. Verse 41, the border of their inheritance was Sorah, T-S-O-R-A-H, Eshtaol, and Ir Shemesh. And Ir means city, that means city of the sun. Shemesh is the sun. Verse 42. Sha'alabim. 8169. I had to read that slowly because it's a tongue twister. Ayalon. Yithla. Or Ithla. The Y is silent mostly. 3494. Verse 43, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, E-Q-R-O-N, Eltek, 514, Gibbeton, 1405, Baaloth, 1191, verse 45, Yahud, 3055, B'nai Barak, 1139, that means sons of Barak, Goth Rimon, 1667, verse 46, Mei Hayarkon, that means waters of Yarkon, and Rakon, R-A-Q-Q-O-N, 7542, with the border in front of Yafo, 3305. And that's known as Joppa. Okay? Yafo or Joppa in your King James. Verse 47 and verse 47 can be referenced in Judges chapter 18, verses 27 through 29. The border of the children of Dan went forth from them. Therefore the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem, 3959. And captured it, and dwelled in it, and called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan, their forefather. Okay? They renamed it. So that's that was a habit. If they didn't like the name of something, they now owned it. So they just changed the name. And rightly so. They now possessed it. They dispossessed the people there, fought them, run them out, or killed them, and changed the name of the cities which were now there. Okay? Verse 48. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their clans. Okay, again, these cities with their villages. Verse 49. When they had finished dividing the land for inheritance by their territories, the children of Israel gave an inheritance to Yahshua, the son of Nun, among them. Okay, they honored him. He was Moshe's replacement and was a great man among them. He did a lot of wonderful things, as Moshe had done. Verse 50. According to the word of Yahweh, they gave him the city which he asked for, Timnath-Serach, 8556, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he rebuilt the city and dwelled in it. Okay, when they conquered these cities, there was a lot of damage. So when you hear in the scripture that they built a city, oftentimes it means rebuilt. Because when they had heavy fighting and stuff, there were fires. They had to smash down gates and kick in doors. And, you know, it was house-to-house fighting when they took these cities. So there was damage, and they had to rebuild it. They burned down a whole block. Hey, you get a fire started, and there's thatched roofs or whatever, it's going to jump from building to building. That's what happened in those eras. It was vicious fighting when they fought. It was swords and spears and javelins and axes and shields and hand to hand. Rough times. Verse 51. These inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Yahshua the son of Nun and the heads of the ancestral houses of the tribes of the children of Israel divided for inheritance by lot in Shiloh before Yahweh at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished from dividing the land. Okay? Now, chapter 20 is a short chapter. Let me get a hit of coffee here. And remember when we discussed the cities of refuge for the manslayer? Well, these are going to be the cities of refuge. In chapter 20, verses 1 through 9, the whole chapter, because there's only 9 verses, you can reference, Numbers chapter 35, verses 9 through 34, and Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 41 through 43, and chapter 19, verses 1 through 13. So these are the cities of refuge. Verse 1 of chapter 20. Yahweh spoke to Yahshua, saying, Okay, here's more direct communication from Yahweh to Yahshua. He spoke to him like he spoke to Moshe. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint for yourselves cities of refuge, 4733, of which I spoke to you by the hand of Moshe. Now, refuge, 4733, is Mikalot. That the slayer, 7523, not murderer, that smites, 5221, that means smites to death, a person, 5315, unintentionally, 7684, without, 1097, knowledge, 1847, may flee, 5127, there. And they shall be your refuge from the kinsman avenger, that's 1350, of blood, 1818. Verse 4, he that flees to one of these cities shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city and speak his cause. Speak is 1697, and cause is matter or word, 1697, in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall bring him into the city with them and give him a place to dwell among them. Verse 5. If the kinsman avenger of blood pursues 7291 after him, they shall not deliver up the slayer into his hand because he smote the other person without knowledge and did not formerly, and that's 8543 and 8032 combined, hate 8130 him. Okay? It was an accident. He didn't mean to kill the guy. Something, like they said, an axe head slipped off or whatever. Verse 6, he shall dwell in that city until he stands before the assembly for judgment, 4941, until the death of the high priest, that's the great priest, 1419, Gadol, and 3548, Kohen. Gadol Kohen, the great priest, that shall be in those days. Because when the guy dies, they replace him with another person from Aharon. At that time, the slayer may return and go to his own city and to his own house, to the city from where he fled. In other words, the kinsman avenger may no longer touch him. If he does, it's murder. And he will be judged. Okay. Verse 7. They set apart, 6942, Kadesh in Galilee, 1551. In your King James, it's Galilee. It's Galilee in Hebrew. And the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, and the hill country of Yehuda. Okay? That's the three cities on the one side of the Jordan River. Verse 8, that was the west side. And on the other side of the Jordan, by Jericho, toward the sunrise, that's east. And this is verse 8, and you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 43. They assign Betzer, 1221, in the wilderness tableland, 4334, from the tribe of Reuben, okay, and Ramoth in Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. And they're talking about the Golan Heights over in Israeli. Well, that was originally Israelite territory, but it was not Jewish territory. So they're trying to say, take something that doesn't belong with them, and they're fighting with the Palestinians. And all of those people over there are mixed blood. Real Israel is not over in the former territory of Israel. It's in all the Israel nations where we are dispersed, where all the white folks are. Verse 9. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel and for the sojourner that sojourns among them, that whoever smites a person unintentionally, 7684, might flee there and not die by the hand of the kinsman avenger of blood until he stood before the assembly. Now, these chapters show the fulfillment of the commands given to Moshe by Yahweh and then passed on to Yahshua to complete, because Moshe was not permitted to enter the promised land due to his offense against Yahweh at the waters of Meribah when he struck the rock instead of speaking to it. Now, Yahshua is old at this point, and all the battles and coordinations of the apportionment of the land has worn him out. He does not have much time left, as will be shown in the next few chapters. So they've got the land apportioned. Now, you have to remember that they did not complete the commission that Yahweh gave them to drive out or slay completely the Canaanites. There's still some of them living in this land. So we're going to see in upcoming scriptures the problems caused by these people. And we see them today with the modern Jewry posing as Israel, and they are ites, they're mixed blood. You can hear that on EFR all day long, okay? I don't really need to get into Jew bashing. They are what they are, and they're not us, although they're pretending to be. And they are persecuting us today. We were warned way back when, were we not, that if we did not do this, they would be thorns in our side and pricks in our eyes. And we didn't complete what we were supposed to complete. Okay? Now we are paying a price for it. That was then. We can't change what we did then. We can only deal with the present day situation. Okay? We have to be reinforcing ourselves spiritually for what is coming. Because the end times are coming, whether you want to admit it or not, it's irrelevant. They're hard on us right now. We're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with it as an Israelite, regardless of whether you like it or not. We are not being given a choice in the matter. It's coming. The most important thing is to be spiritually prepared for the second coming, the return of Yeshua, our Redeemer. You must prepare your family spiritually. You must teach your children the scriptures. That's a father's duty. Okay? That's part of being an obedient Israelite. They are your responsibility. You bred them. You're raising them. But you have to raise them right. Because if you let them be raised by the public fool system, they will be indoctrinated. And the lies that they're feeding them with in the public fool system. You need to counteract those lies and teach them to be silent in those classes, because they require you by law to have your children going to some kind of schooling. If you can homeschool, I suggest that. A lot of people do. A lot of people don't. They don't have the time, or they themselves don't have the education to teach their own children. They are somewhat uneducated. That's a problem. If you can get together with a group of people, other Israelites, to form a homeschool thing, I suggest that you organize that and get your children educated scripturally, primarily. Because American history and all of that is going to be irrelevant. Because all the nations are going to fall. All of them. Period. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Nobody's going to be excluded. There are no righteous nations. There are no righteous governments anywhere on this planet. Period. Without exception. The righteous government is coming. It will not come from mankind. It will come from Yeshua, the Messiah, when he returns. Now, if you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, it will tell you what's coming when he comes. It's not going to be warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely. He is going to slay a great many people. He's not coming with an army of mankind with pistols and rifles and tanks. He's coming with avenging messengers of death. They call them angels, okay? His mighty messengers, mighty angels. The Hollywood perception of angel is somebody really nice. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah? Remember Bileam? When the angel was standing in the way, blocking him with a sword drawn in his hand. This is the kind of angel we're talking about, folks. We're not talking about Mr. Nice Guy. We're talking about killers. That's their job. That's why they were created. They are more than men. They are in another plane of existence right now. But they can come over on this side. A lot of times they're here and we don't see them. They are not visible to us, but they exist nonetheless. That, you can't prove it scientifically. There's no detection device. You're not going to have some Hollywood story about it. No angel detectors. Nah. This is not a game. This is not a joke. It's not funny. It's not fantasy. Unfortunately, it is a harsh reality. How harsh, we are yet to see, but it is not going to be a pleasant thing for the enemies of our divine being, Yahweh, when Yeshua comes back. A lot of people are in absolute denial of what's going to happen. They've got this churchianity thing. Oh, God loves everybody and Jesus loves everybody. That's not true. That is not true. There are enemies of Yahweh, and Yahweh slays his enemies. We were supposed to, but we didn't complete our commission. So thus we have problems. And that's why he gave us the warning, and that's why it was written down, and that's why I read it, to remind people of what's coming because of the gigantic two-letter word, if. If you obey, I will do thus and thus and thus and thus. But if you do not obey, I will do thus and thus and thus and thus. We are in dispersion. We're kicked out of the promised land. That's a fact. But we are still Israel, and he still loves us. And if we repent, and that has to occur on an individual basis, those that repent and return and start to be obedient and keep the feasts, keep the food laws, keep the civil laws and the racial laws and the sex laws, all these laws, you will be part of the remnant because that is righteousness. Now, we've all sinned, we all fall short of the glory, we understand that. But what he expects of us as individual Israelites, myself included, I'm not pointing a finger at anybody except the guy in the mirror. I'm in the same boat, I'm in the same position as you out there. I have failed miserably in my lifetime, and the only reason I'm not going to be destroyed is because I have asked for forgiveness and changed my lifestyle. It requires a change in you. You put off the old man and put on the new man. It says that very clearly in the New Testament. You cannot continue as the old man and expect to be forgiven. You have to show fruits worthy of repentance. Like John the Baptist, show fruits worthy of repentance, and they did not. Therefore, they were rejected. Talking about the Pharisees, the Edomites. If you want to be among the sheep of his pasture, you have to follow him. That's the whole thing. And I get upset because I see so many of my brothers and sisters going down the road to destruction, and that hurts me. Man, I don't want that for you. I surely don't want that for you or your children. And I try to preach repentance, which means to change your ways. You have to have action when you repent. Just saying I'm sorry doesn't get it. You can't keep on keeping on. You have to change. And when you do, you will be blessed. You will be persecuted by society because you have declared your allegiance. And society today is run by the devil and his people. And they hate you. They hate you now. And they will hate you more if you repent and come under the banner of Yeshua Messiah. Because you're doing what they want you to do right now. If you haven't repented and changed your life, you're living the lifestyle that the devil wants. You're going down the road to perdition. Oh, he's just happy as pie about that. Because he hates you. He's not your buddy. Yahweh still loves Israel. And if you are a pure-blooded Israelite, and there is no other Israelite except one of pure blood. You're not Israel if you're any mixture. I'm sorry if that offends you, but that's tough. He wants you with him. He loves you very, very much. That's why he came down here as Yeshua Messiah. To cover over your sins and to give you an out from the law of death, because we deserve death through the law because we have broken it so much. And the only reason we're going to have the life is because of the sacrifice of our Messiah. Think on that. Pray on that. Talk to your Heavenly Father. Let him come into your heart and change you, give you a new life, an eternal life. Because these bodies we're in right now break down. They're not permanent, but the new ones that we will receive are. I'm coming down to the end of my time here, and I will say to you, Shalom Aleichem, that's peace be with you. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will talk to you tomorrow on Friday. And we'll do chapter 21 and 22 of Yeshua. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers. Marching as to war with the cross of Jesus.